Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Mike and I are back. We are talking Sorette Nature Center events. If you missed the first interview, make sure you find everything that they, I guess, did in February, earlier at WSJM.com. I'll post the podcast there. We had one more February event that we have not yet to cover. I just see bluebirds written here for February 25th. What is that, Mike?
Yeah, so everybody likes bluebirds, you know, and the majority of them migrate south for the wintertime. There are always a few that stay here even in the winter months, and they're cavity nesters. So with, you know, like European starlings and house sparrows, two birds that were introduced here in the U.S., they kind of compete for the bluebirds for nesting space. So we'll have a little introductory program on bluebirds and what you can do to help them out. And then we'll actually, if they choose, they'll have people have the option to make a bluebird house that they can take home and put up to help out bluebirds.
Okay. How much does this cost?
So there's two fees. So if you just want to come for the presentation, it's free to members, and non-members, it's $3 for adults, $1 for kids. And then if you choose to build a house, it's $18 for members per house, and then non-members, it's $20 per house.
Yeah, and this is, again, 2 p.m. on February the 25th. What do we do? Do you need to get registered in advance?
Yeah, you need to give us a call. That way we can have the materials ready for building the house, all the kits put together, and have enough. And again, the number is 269-927-4832.
Very good. I'm going to roll into March. I'm going to just jump really, really ahead here. Not too far ahead, but one of my favorite things, maple sugar. that kicks off in March.
Yeah.
What do you do?
That's right. We just do it for demonstration purposes. So
okay.
I'm sure the actual sugar
and then
farmers.
Is it the fall time when you release the candy? When do you guys have the candy?
We actually still have some.
So good.
We have a supply right now. And then, throughout the spring, we'll have it. So, we're doing an introductory program, how the pioneers and the Native Americans used to make maple syrup. We're running them, again, March 11th, Sunday at 1:30 and at 3. So there'll be a short inside program. We'll take you outside. We'll tap a maple tree,
yeah,
put a hole in it, put the spile in, put the bucket on.
Yep.
You know, and then we'll take you to a fire where we have a pot hung like the pioneers would do it, with sap cooking. And then we also have a little wooden log, which is what the Native Americans used to cook their sap in.
Mm-hmm.
They'd cook it all the way to sugar. And so we'll show you how they cooked it, because you can't just throw a wooden log on a bowl or on a fire.
Yeah, I remember doing this when I was in school. This is one of the, the cool things that you got to see doing a field trip to Surratt. So, again, if you, like me, have a sweet tooth and you just want to see how this all comes about eventually, that's on March 11th. That's a Sunday. They're doing it at 1:30 and 3. Do we show up, or is this one we have to get registered for?
You can just show up,
okay.
Yeah, for this one.
I jumped ahead because I was excited. I saw sugar. I'm going to move back up, though. The day prior is March 10th. So at 7 o'clock, they have trivia night. This is a popular thing, right?
Yeah, we have trivia night twice a year.
Yeah.
And so we have our team trivia coming up on March 10th. Teams are limited to a max of 10 per
Wow.
per table.
That's still a lot.
It's $10 a person or $100 per table. People can bring their snacks in. We provide the pop, water, beer, and wine. And we have 10 rounds of 10 questions in each round of general knowledge, knowledge trivia.
Okay, that was going to be my next
question.
There
is usually one nature category in there, you know.
Don't you ask the questions? Don't you host these?
I am emceeing this
yes.
one, so I'm looking forward to it.
So you can hang
it.
Out with Mike. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do I do? What happens if we win?
If you win, there is a $200 cash prize
wow.
for the first place team. We also do a few mini games in between, and we usually do like a little raffle, and we have a silent auction as well that
okay.
evening.
Cool.
So it's a fun time.
Oh, yeah. So it's adults only, and I want to make a note that this seems super fun. You can like grab a pizza, grab people that are smart, make your team, and then trivia night again starts at 7. How long are you guys typically there for? How long does it last?
We try to wrap up by 9.
Okay.
So it just really depends on if we make the categories hard, then you
yeah.
got to repeat a lot of questions
yep.
and people argue over the answers. If we ease up on the difficulty level, it seems to go a bit quicker. So we're trying to get it fine-tuned to the right difficulty, so we're out by 9.
So make reservations, I guess, sooner rather than later for this one.
Yeah, we already have a few teams, and we'll take up to 15, 16 teams.
Call the Surrett Center. Is that the easiest way to do so? Okay, that's 927-4832. And then we're going to jump to a Chicago Flower and Garden trip. That's on March 15th. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, so we'll have a big Greyhound bus reserved to take us over to Chicago. Do the Flower and Garden Show. We're also going to stop at Hauserman's Orchids and the Garfield Conservatory. So it'll be a full day over there checking out all that stuff. So it's a good time. I never get to go. I'm always stuck at the center. But the people that go always have fun. So the cost for that is $65 per member, and then $70 per non-member.
This is a great price because it includes like the transportation and then, of course, the admission. And if to avoid parking at all costs in Chicago is worth it for me.
Yeah. And not even, you don't even have to drive over to Chicago, which can be, bad, you know?
So go ahead and get registered for this to save your seat. Just do that by, again, calling Surrett. It's 927-4832. And that is on Thursday, March 15th. And I'm going to keep on moving. March 24th. Tell me what's going on that date, Mike.
Yeah, we have our friends from the Lake Milton Raptor Education Center coming in, and they have all kinds of live birds of prey.
Oh, yeah.
So your hawks, eagles, owls, and falcons. And we're never quite sure what they're going to bring because they also, like Nelson, they rotate their animals, in this case their birds, so they don't get too stressed out.
Yeah.
But they usually either bring a bald eagle or a golden eagle with them. Owls, they have a couple falcons, hawks. So it's a good chance to see these beautiful birds close and personal and learn about their amazing adaptations that they have to survive. And it's a great program for the family. If you like taking pictures, it's a great time to get some photos of these birds as well.
Oh, yeah. So kids can come. So keep that in mind. Again, I think this would be great for anyone who just wants to see something cool. Really, this sounds awesome. That's at 1 or 3. So they have two different times on that day, Saturday, March 24th. Call to get registered for that, 927-4832. We have the spring trail cleanup on the 25th. Basically, just come on out and help clean up the trails as we hopefully have sunshine and no more snow at this time, right?
Yeah. You know, so it's getting, you know, a lot of limbs will come down. It's getting those off, maybe some wood chipping, trimming back, you know, like some of the invasives like multiflora rose and honeysuckle, just getting our trails spruced up and ready for the spring.
I remember this from last year. Like, you'll kind of give them instruction and how to, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so come ready. I'm thinking, like, if you're passionate about Surrett and you visit quite often, this would be the perfect thing for you to help with, right?
Yeah. And if you don't have tools, we have some that we can provide as well.
Okay. And then we have two more events happening on March 31st. What are they?
Yeah. So on March 31st, it begins our spring birding class or our birding bunch.
Okay.
So we meet at 8 in the morning at Surrett, and we go out to the different natural areas around Berrien County, just bird watching. So the first one, we'll probably be headed to the pier looking for the ducks that are migrating through. And as we get later into the spring, we focus on, you know, like the birds that are moving through at that time.
This goes well into June.
Yeah, so it's there's, I think, 5 or 6 dates.
Yeah.
And each Saturday, you know, it covers something different. You never know what you're going to find out there, and you get to see some different natural areas around Berrien County that you might not have been to as well.
Exactly. Get registered for this one. Again, the number is 927-4832. These are all listed at your website, too, right? Or is there somewhere easy to find these? Okay.
Yeah, on our website, and as events are coming up, they're on our Facebook page as well.
Great. So like Surrett on Facebook. And then I wanted to also cover, looks like this is perfect timing for Easter weekend.
Yeah, this is the second time we've done this one, and it's our geocaching egg hunt. So you just stop into the Nature Center. We'll let you use one of our GPS units that are pre-programmed, and you just click on one of the points, and then it guides you out to an area, and our units are accurate to within about 9 feet. And then once you're in the hunting zone, you start looking for the egg, and then you find it, you open it up, pull out a sticker, and then you come back. And if you find enough of them, you get a prize at the end.
Yeah, it looks like you can redeem them for chocolate eggs, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's the whole point of, like, the egg hunt around Easter time. We want the candy inside.
The candy, exactly.
How much is that?
So the prices to do it is $1 per person, and then adults that are non-members will have to pay the $3 admission
as well.
It's crazy.
It's $1 for kids. So, again, that's on March 31st, that's a Saturday, between 1 and 4. You can just stop by and take advantage of that. And then I also wanted to give you the time real quickly to talk about that you do have the Spring Stampede coming up. It's in motion. We don't have like any set details just yet, but you are working on it, right?
Yeah. So our Spring Stampede will take place on Saturday, April 7th.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock. That's when the 5K run and walk will start. That's on our trails.
Uh-huh.
At 8:30, we have a 1 mile kids fun run. And then registration starts like at, I can't remember if it was 7 or 7:30.
Okay.
You get t-shirts, there's medals, three per age group for the run and the walk. A lot of the runs around here just do your top 10 walkers get medal. But we do every single age group just like in the run, so plenty of opportunities to win a medal. And we usually have a lot of great door prizes.
Cool.
And I've been told by several people the best post-race refreshments around. We ask our members to make cookies and brownies, and we have bagels there. And last couple of years, we've had Zoop Soup.
Yep, perfect.
You know, so it's a fun time.
So mark your calendar for this one. That is Saturday, April 7th, the Spring Stampede at Surrette Nature Center. And then we could do, seriously, a whole 11-minute interview about this in the future. So come back and talk to me about that, Mike.
Would love to.
Otherwise, everything that we just covered today, as far as events goes, you can get all these details by becoming a member, and you will get this newsletter that we just used to talk about everything, or head to the Facebook page like you guys on Facebook. And otherwise, just keep listening. You'll come back and see me.
Yeah, so multiple ways to keep in touch with what's going on at Surrette.
Very good.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.